All right, we're talking about Nikki's missed opportunity on true love. He could have been the one. Nikki was telling us about the plumber that went to your house on a Friday night. First of all, I didn't know plumbers made house calls on Friday nights.
Oh, he did.
He was good looking.
Yeah.
He was single, apparently, because he was talking about his ex, right?
I don't know if he was. Yes, he was talking about how he wants to speak more English. He said he's always around. He speaks a lot of French, and his ex spoke French, and he's like, he really wishes he had the opportunity to practice his English more. So I'm like, okay, he's kind of like opening the door there, I think.
When a guy keeps referring to his ex like that, he's single.
Yeah.
Well, how else is he supposed to refer to her?
He's single.
Yeah.
He's
gotta be. I think there's been a few times where guys have like purposefully said that, and I feel like.
By the way, we were mentioning how, you know, there's fantasies like this with, well, when somebody shows up on a Friday night for a house call.
And Montreal is talking about their fantasies on our text line.
We'll dive into this maybe on tomorrow's show because it looks like a lot of Montrealers want to talk about their fantasies. Men in uniform. Our text line is just blowing up here. And also a text came in that says, Vinny, you are Italian. You should know a plumber. You should have referred Nikki to one.
I'm happy. I've got a great plumber. Thank
you. Hey, Nikki, you call for a plumber. Here I am. But a moment, let's get this fight fixed.
We also got a text that says, you should clog your sink again and call him back.
I know. Everybody's like, call him back. You're crazy.
Oops.
Why didn't I invite him to dinner?
Now, we were just talking a few minutes ago how you were scared of being rejected, I guess,
think ultimately that's what keeps us away. Like, because what's the worst thing that could... I'm obviously scared of the worst case scenario. Something scared me. And what is the worst case scenario? It is that he says no, right? Yeah. So why are we so scared of no? And we chatted with psychologist Tony Rebick, and she told me an amazing story that I wanted her to share. And it's basically when we're asking for something that is not harmful or hurtful to anybody else, but something for ourselves, why are we so scared of the word no?
Yeah, and she's on the phone right now. Why are people scared of that
word? I think we're conditioned that no means a rejection, and that's not what no means. No means not now or not this way. That's really what it means. And so for me, the word no is more directional. It's giving you kind of tips on how to go about. Like, it's like, for example, when you're driving and you see a stop sign, the stop sign is there to help you not get into a crash, to look around, to see if there are other drivers. Well, for me, no means the same thing. It means, like, you know, stop, check around, see if it's safe to move forward. If not, maybe you need to wait a little bit. Maybe you need to change directions. That's really what no means.
Maybe you need to check out the next plumber that comes through.
So my entire life, I wasn't getting rejected. I was just getting told no on the spot.
You were getting redirected.
But maybe the next day it would
have
been.
You were getting redirected. It's a really question of timing. And, you know, one example is how I taught my son to understand what no means. And when he was a child, he wanted a chocolate bar. And I said, well, you can't have a chocolate bar now because we're going to bed. And I had taught my son that no doesn't mean never. It just means not now and not this way.
I'd like to test this out. Nikki, can I have $100?
No.
So not right now.
Not now.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, maybe tomorrow.
I'm hold you to that.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Tony.
You're welcome.
And now that Tony has talked about the word no, and you shouldn't be so scared of that, do you still have this plumber's phone number, by the way?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I have his business card.
Can we try calling him?
Oh, my God.
No, please. What's the worst that can happen?
No, you're right. No is, yes, we can, yes.
We can try?
Yeah, I guess what I have to lose. And everybody's suggesting at 92925. I feel like I don't want to let them down.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we try?
We can try to check.
And let's, we'll wait till a little later on and maybe at this time tomorrow on the show.
We'll see
if we get a hold of him. Is that okay?
Okay, Vinny.
This is great.
He's so excited again.
This is amazing.
Could be the start of something great here.
Okay.
Nikki, hold on. How's this? To be inspired. A text at 9925. My friend now lives with the Bell installation guy and has a beautiful 3-year-old son.
Oh, that's
adorable. And you know what? She's probably getting free cable as a result. So.
And it's not cheap, right? The Beat 92.5.